Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
It's Friday morning, sun coming up. Looks like a nice day out there. A little cool and breezy. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. The St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night and approved a spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year. The 2022 budget is in the books now. Joining us right now to talk more about this and other things going on with the County Commission, District 6 Commissioner David Rushing. Commissioner, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about this $62 million budget for 2022.
Yeah, back when... About 2008, when we had the housing crunch, we had a lot of assessments that went down in the county, and we were about $62 million back then, and that's just before I took office, so it was right around that time that we started taking a pretty large hit, a $10 million hit. But we're finally back to where we were 14 years ago or 12 years ago, so we're back at $62 million, and that got approved last night, and I have to give a heads up and a thank you to all the employees over that period of time because they're the number one asset for the county. And everybody really assisted in all this with a lot of raises that weren't had. But we're back to where we were and looking pretty good.
How did we get back there? I mean, how did we actually get back to you know what we were spending, like you said, 12, 14 years ago?
Well, without having all the exact specifics, you look at the Land Divisions Act, and the Headley Amendment, I guess they call it, there is a maximum of 5% for the cost of living on your property, which will increase every year, you know, if you have inflation, which we have every single year since. And that's how we got to where we are, because you do get your property taxes, whatever anybody owns, their property taxes do go up slightly every single year, and that's how we got to where we're at, just by the standard increase that we get every year.
How much did the money that came in from the American Rescue Plan figure into the budget for this year, for next year,
I was going to get to that on the last issue, if we can talk to it about that. But the county got about $30 million, $31 million. So far, we've received $15.5 million, and hopefully we'll get that the balance this year, according to Kerry Hefting, about the middle of this 2022 year coming up. But it really helped offset a lot of the payroll cost and a lot of costs that were incurred because of the pandemic.
Let's talk a little bit about the large drain assessment. We've had a lot of drainage issues here in St. Clair County with all the rain we've had this year.
Yeah, it's been really wet. Of course, I've got a farm out here, and it's pretty wet out here. But the farmer that I leased the land to did get the crops off, at least the corn off. And but Bob Wiley, our drain commissioner, took office a little over 12 years ago. And prior to him being in office, the drain assessment at the county at large was approximately $100,000. Bob Wiley, and it's just over $560,000 this year. And that's done an awful lot of help to get the drains clean. People don't see it, but our drains were neglected since they first put in back in the 30s. So he's done an awful lot of work. He also works with the townships in every municipality. I do have 6 townships and half the city of Memphis. So he works with every township because they're assessed above and beyond the $560,000. Also, every homeowner that has a drain in there on their property, they get assessed also for maintenance. And he works with everybody, and townships don't have the amount of money to cover the actual work going to be done that year. Then he'll work with them, then they can pay it over 2-3 years or whatever they can work out together. So he works very well with our townships, and he's done an extremely good job getting our drains. If he didn't do the work he did, we'd have a lot more wetness. I think it's wet, but if those drains weren't working, then it'd flood out even more on people's property.
The Marine City Highway Corridor study, where is that at right now? I know there's been a lot of talk, you know, I mentioned the American Rescue Plan, some of those dollars going toward maybe getting that area ready for more industrial development.
Yeah, Jeff Bohm is very involved with this, our chair, and it'll be like Magna. They built in St. Clair there, and that's a big plus to the county. $126,000 was approved last night for the initial study and working with Macomb County right on 26 Mile Road, because Macomb County and St. Clair are on both sides of that road. And what they're going to be potentially looking at is the infrastructure required, so we'll have properties, large sections of properties that will be able to be accessed by businesses with ready to go, sewer and gas and whatever is going to be needed. Also, the coming off the expressways. So the study is initially going to be done. It'll take about a year to get that study done, and it's a $126,000 study.
Seems like everybody in that area is on board, though, and wants to look a little further into that, huh?
Yeah, and I've talked with Jeff, and he's been heads up on this from the get-go, but a majority of that's going to be in my district, of course, because you got Ira down there in Casco Township. So a lot of it's in right in my area. So I have that requested that I be included in all future meetings with the townships, and we'll be hearing more as this goes forward next year.
Obviously, not all of the American Rescue Plan money is going to be spent on that. It's going to be spent throughout the county. Each commissioner has been given a bit of that money to spend in their district, right?
Right. The exact process, we're getting closer to having this done, and each commissioner is going to be allocated $500,000 out of $3.5 million. So each district will get $500,000. I myself, after hearing about this, I've met with every township and went to their board meetings and talked with the city of Memphis. It's only 315 people that live in St. Clair County in the city of Memphis, but still, we are a republic, and I thought, for myself anyways, that each elected board, they get an equal amount per capita. So each resident, it works out to a little over $20 per resident. We each have 23,000 people that we represent, plus or minus a little. So from that, so for example, Riley Township has 3,200 residents. Take that times $20, they're going to get 64,000 plus. And however, the population, and Kerry Hefting got me the population information, so I'll be able to get specific numbers down for each township that I represent.
No, that's good. It's nice to see that money being put to good use in St. Clair County, isn't it?
Right. And I do have two formal replies already. I will be getting formal replies from all six townships and the city of Memphis. For Riley Township right now, initially they're looking at the Aigling Road culvert replacement, a Hunt Road culvert, and a Braidwood Road bridge replacement. So they're going to use those monies as they see fit, but pretty much talking to them, it has to be guidelines that fall in where the monies can be used. And with the Clean Water Act, that a lot of drainage issues can be addressed using these monies, because that's an approved use for the monies. So it'll really help out putting an extra $500,000 into the infrastructure. A lot of these projects with our St. Clair County Road Commissions have to be bidded on first, so they have an actual cost of the project. For example, the Aigling Road, they've already got a cost analysis from the Road Commission, and every township will have that. So in 2022, they already have a lot of projects that have already been priced out, and they can specifically put the monies where it's already been quoted for who I represent.
No, very good. We're going to talk more about some of those infrastructure things with Kirk Weston from the Road Commission on Monday here on the Morning Show. So we look forward to that. Commissioner Rushing, appreciate your time this morning.
If I could, Paul.
Yeah.
Just one last thing, and I forgot to mention it earlier. I just want to give a thank you to Mark White. He did receive the 2020 Michigan Professional Emergency Manager of the Year representing St. Clair County, and that's for throughout the state of Michigan. He got the Emergency Manager of the Year Professional Award.
Well, that's fantastic. He does a great job there, so that's good to hear. Good stuff. Dave, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and have a happy Thanksgiving next week.
You too, Paul.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right.